welcome to Anywho, the podcast about anything and everything regarding my life, art, mental health awareness, coffee, and even my pet Finley beta fish. How are you guys today? Thank you for listening. I'm happy to have you here. Today, I'm going to be talking a little bit more about the first episode. If you guys didn't listen already, that's fine. Basically, I just covered that I will be talking about my art, the purpose behind it, the reason why I create and like making art, the reason of my podcast, and mental health awareness. I think I already said that, but I'm going to be trying to dive a little bit deeper into those things today. Another reason why I started this podcast is because I want to truly share the ups and downs of being an artist, because I don't know about you, but being an artist can be pretty challenging for me. Growing up, it's like, oh, what do you want to be when you grow up? An artist? How are you going to make money doing that? So it's kind of discouraging to be an artist. I'm proud now. I think there are a lot of successful artists out there, but I think it is very taboo that when you hear, oh, that person's an artist, how do they make a living? And it is sad, but it's fine. Just roll with the punches. So I want to share that with you guys, the ups and downs of being an artist. For example, I love creating. I love making art. It is my passion. That is what I want to do. I want to be my career. But I do struggle with that because I personally do struggle with mental health, and that causes me to not have any motivation to make art some days. I may not have motivation to get out of bed or brush my teeth or take a shower. So how can I make art and make a living off of that when I can't even like do simple daily tasks to take care of myself? So art it can be hard being an artist, again, because I want to be an artist and make a living off of it, but I also want art to be a safe space, somewhere I can go to create and express my emotions, like to get things off my chest. So finding the balance between those two things can be pretty challenging. I do want art to be a safe space and somewhere I can go to express my emotions and, somewhere that can be a creative outlet for me. But I also want to use it as my source of income. I want to make a career out of it. So when you combine those two things, it's like, okay, well, when am I making art for myself? And when am I making art for a client the way they want it to be made? And some people create, and no matter what they're doing, no matter how they're doing it, they feel that they are expressing themselves. They are getting things off their chest. Like, they are using that creating, whether it be editing videos, cooking, whatever they do as a job, if it has any form of creating, it can still be for them no matter what. But for me, I do find it difficult to have that separation still, because if I make a commission for someone, for example, because I'm an illustrator, if anyone asks for a commission or if someone buys a commission off of my Etsy shop, then at that point for me, it becomes creating art for them. It puts weight on my shoulders. I get very stressed out. There's pressure. And it's no longer me creating for myself or using it as an outlet. It's at that point creating for this client, putting my creativity in a box, and then making the art for them the way they want it. And like, then there's nothing left for me to go off the go off with it. And that may not be true for all cases. Of course, some clients may be like, I want you to take full creative reign and do whatever you want with it and I'll buy it. And that's great too. But for me, it's hard to find that balance. And then with creating art for myself, I can get into the zone, or I can just do whatever I want. There's no pressure. I can make a box or a square, or I can paint clouds, or I can make a bunch of random purple blobs everywhere, and I can do whatever I want, and it's what I'm creating, and if I don't like it, that's fine, because no one's paying me for it, and if I want to throw it away, that's fine, and I can do that. But if it's a commission for someone, or if it's for school, like let's say you're making art for a grade, then you have pressure on yourself. You can't make what you want to make because there's a rubric, and you have to follow the rubric, and you have to like do specific things to, you have to check off all the boxes to make sure you get a good grade. And I just despise that. I don't like creating when there is like pressure or expectations. I don't really like creating with expectations either. Even with myself, when I try to make art for myself, I give myself an expectation like, oh, you have to make this really good so that you'll gain more followers on Instagram, so that more people will follow you on your Etsy, so that more people will buy your art, so that you can live off of your art. So you have to make this really good. And I give myself an ultimatum for creating, which is exactly the same thing as creating a commission for someone or making art for a grade, which that's always what I want to avoid. So again, like it's really hard for me personally to find that balance between creating for expression, like creative expression, versus making something because you have to, which that takes the fun out of being an artist and creating for me personally. Now you may completely disagree. One of my best friends she's great at doing commissions and she loves it. I personally, that's not how my brain is wired, I guess, or maybe I'm just really selfish and I just don't like making art for people because I want to make it the way I want to make it. So if you don't like it, then that's you. But I don't know. I guess it really depends. I forgot what I was saying, but basically I don't like making art when you're put into a box. So this may not be the same for everyone. You may disagree. You may find that making art for a grade in class is the best thing for you. That is what motivates you. Once you graduate high school or you get out of college and you don't have a class anymore to make art, like you don't have to make the art, then how do you find that motivation to make art if you don't have to? And that's another thing that's kind of tricky, because once you don't have to make art for school or no one's buying a commission from you, then where's the motivation to make the art? And for me, that is hard to find. But one thing I try to do is I sit at my desk and I open up a new piece of paper and I grab a pencil or a marker, usually purple, and I just scribble a line, or I write a phrase that's on my mind, and I just keep adding layers. I'll add more words, I'll add more phrases, or I'll add more colors and shapes, and then that is me creating. And that's what I try to do every day, but that is very hard to do. It has its ups and downs. Sometimes I don't want to do that. Sometimes I'm like, no, I have to draw a beautiful ocean with magnificent, like, rays of sunshine beaming down and reflecting on the color of the water. But that's not my style. So I try to remind myself not to make art unless it's actually representing me and it's art that I enjoy creating, because if I'm making it for someone else, or I'm making it because I'm making it for the intentions of someone else liking it, then I'm not creating it. Apologies. I'm not creating it for myself. I feel like I'm all over the place and I do apologize, but again, like that's kind of what you're going to get here in this podcast, because I tend to ramble a lot, and the goal of this podcast is to just be vulnerable and open and honest with you guys. So if I'm bouncing around off the walls talking about a bunch of different things at once, and that's not really your thing, then I apologize, but that's just who I am. That's how my style of talking is. So going back to what I was talking about, It is difficult to find motivation to make art when you don't have to. So something I do is just pick up a piece of paper and start it. Like, don't think about it. Don't think about what should I make? How should I make it? How many likes on Instagram will I get if I make this? Just don't even think. Just stop your thought process entirely and start making. Like, go autopilot, pick up a pencil and just start creating. And that's what I try to do. My style is very abstract, I try to keep it abstract, because when I make something that is realism, then I get stressed and then I'm not creating anymore. So I guess creating to me is not drawing a portrait of someone or drawing a landscape. It's literally just colors and shapes, and making those and seeing what you can do with the different colors and seeing what you can do with the different shapes and how you can layer them and merge them together. So that is creating for me. And then through the shapes and colors, I like get my emotions out onto the page and I express my emotions creatively, and that's creating to me. But I guess in high school, when I had AP art class, I would create, but I would make something that was realistic. Or even if it was surrealism, like, example, a tube of toothpaste, I would have to draw it the way it was. If I was looking at a reference picture, or if I took my own tube of toothpaste and I was trying to draw it, you have to make it look the way the tube of toothpaste is, you know. And I don't like that style of art anymore, because, I mean, that is still creating, and that there are many different forms of creating, like cooking and dancing and lots of all of that. But I guess my style of creating now is very subjective, and I try to stay like subjective creativity, if that makes any sense. So that, does that make any sense at all? Am I making any sense?
I think you're doing great.
Are you just saying that to be nice?
I'm not really listening.
Oh, what are you working on?
I'm trying to buy my dad a birthday present.
Oh, okay. I forgot what I was saying. Dang it. Okay, well, I forgot what I was saying. So, anywho, going back to something else, the ups and downs of being an artist. Like I was saying before, there are ups. It is very rewarding when you create something and someone enjoys what you create. I think that is a great feeling. But when you create something and people don't really pay attention to it, they don't really care, they don't really pay any attention to it, it's kind of disappointing, because you're like, wow, I spent this time to create this and nobody likes it. So that is one reason why I try to stray away from following expectations or making art for other people. I try to stick to making art for myself, because if there was no one else on the planet and no one ever for my entire life would ever buy my art, would I still make art? And that answer is yes, because the purpose of me making art is not for people to buy it and for people to like it and for people to enjoy it. It is for me to express my emotions and my creativity freely without any pressure or expectations. And that is very challenging for me to do. So being an artist is not easy, because I don't always do that. And even when there are no expectations of me for creating something, I still find a way to give myself an expectation of what I should create or how it should be, like how I should create it. And that is something I try to avoid, but I'm not perfect. I'm human, so it's hard to avoid that. But that's one of my goals, to create art for myself and not for others. That is also diving into trying to remind yourself to not make art for the algorithm, but to make art for art's sake. And I have it written down here. I'm not going off of a script. I don't want this podcast to be scripted. I don't want to have to do more than one take. I just want to go one take and have it be candid and unedited and uncut. But I did write this part down. This guy, John Cockney, he is the founder of Handsome Frank, which is an illustration agency. And I don't have the whole quote, but he did say, do not make art for the algorithm, but make art for art's sake and for people. And I think that is a very good quote, because a lot of the times I find myself making art for the algorithm on Instagram, like making it because I'm like, oh, these people will enjoy this style because this is what someone else is doing. And that is something I want to avoid, because you never want to make art that isn't you. Like, what is the point of that? If you're making art based on someone else's style, I mean, artists steal. You can take inspiration from other artists, but copying them or plagiarizing them, that is a completely different subject. I'm not really talking about that. I'm talking about just creating something with the intentions of doing it in their exact style. That's weird. I try to avoid that. But also, I guess it really depends. Everyone's style is different, but I follow Instagram accounts for different reasons, for them being unique or whatever. Like, maybe I know the person, but if it's someone I don't know or they have content, I will follow them because they are unique, not because, oh, this girl reminds me of so-and-so. And sometimes that may be the case if they have similar styles or interests and I like both of their styles, if they remind me of each other. But most of the time, I will try to follow someone because they are unique and creating something new and unseen. So if I'm making something because someone else made it and I thought it was cool, other people may follow me because of that. And they may like my art because of that, but that is not my goal. That's not how I want to attract people. I want to attract people to my art because it is unique and it's not something they've seen before. Or maybe it does remind them of someone else's art, but it's still unique in its own way. So that's kind of like that. That's what making art for the algorithm sounds like to me. And that's what I try to avoid. And to make art for art's sake to me is creating for the sake of creating for yourself. And for people is good too. Maybe you want to create something that someone can relate to. Like, I guess I do make art for people sometimes when it says mental health awareness or mental health matters or you are loved. That is when I make art for people. But 9 out of 10 times I try to make art for myself. But when I do make art for people, it is when it's something that I want people to relate to, something that people can look at and feel comforted by or encouraged by seeing it. So that's the only other time I make art for others and make art for people. But anyway, the quote, don't make art for the algorithm, but make art for art's sake. I think that's really good to go by. I also like making art just because it's fun. Sometimes exploring new colors or going to Michael's and getting a bunch of new markers or whatever medium you like using. I think it is very fun and exciting to create something new with new art materials. That's like the best feeling. So making art for fun is another reason why I like making art, because it's just fun. And I like making art for fun. And I like creating when there's no rule book, when I'm not getting a grade in school, or when I'm just at home and I'm creating art for fun. I really enjoy that. So I like making art for fun. I like making art because it's a safe space for me. And I also like creating to practice self-care and creative expression. And I've kind of already dove into the creative expression part, but art is very therapeutic for me, and it is like a form of self-care if I'm not putting pressure or expectation on myself. So if I'm just freely creating with no pressure and no expectations, then it can be very therapeutic, and it can be like self-care. You know, you make a cup, of coffee, or you light a candle, and you just make art, and you experience that. You let yourself feel your emotions, and you get them out, and then you allow them to pass. And to me, that is a form of self-care when you create for yourself and not for others. So not only is making art a form of self-care, but for me, it is also a way to spread awareness about mental health. I try to use my art as a way to spread mental health awareness because I find that it is so important, and I just do not think it is talked about enough. And even though it is talked about somewhat, it's like, okay, mental health matters, but like, there's more than that. There's more that goes into it. Yes, mental health does matter, but where are resources to talk about it more? And like, when you say mental health matters, what does that actually mean? Like, what actually goes into that? So I do not do the best job of that, of like going deeper into it. Most of my art, like if I create something very abstract and I don't really love it that much, I'll add on the front of it, like with big letters, mental health matters, or I'll say you are loved, because that is a way for me to complete an art piece sometimes, but also because I just want people to know that they are loved, and I want them to know that their mental health matters. But I don't always go deeper. Like I usually just keep it at that. So I want this podcast to be somewhere I can talk about it more in depth. I can give people resources, and I can let them know, like, you can talk about mental health. You should not feel ashamed to talk about it. So I try to spread mental health awareness and advocate for it on my platform, on my Instagram account, and through my art. I've talked a little bit about mental health awareness. I've talked about expressing yourself creatively, the purpose behind my art, that I like expressing myself, that I use art as an outlet, that being an artist sometimes is very challenging because sometimes I just don't have motivation. I talked about how I like to make art for myself, but that's not always easy, and that I like creating art to practice self-care and creative expression. I talked a little bit about how sometimes for me, school and commissions do not motivate me, but they do the opposite. I talked about how I want art to be a safe space. I talked about how I love creating when there's no rule book, that I like to make art for fun and to not make art for the algorithm, but to make art for art's sake. And I talked to you guys about how I want to truly share the ups and downs of being an artist. And so I think that may conclude this episode. One thing that I want you guys to take away from this is that if you don't do this already, or if you do find it hard to find motivation to make art, if you find it hard to make art, or you find yourself struggling to find motivation to make art or create in any way, whether it be cooking or singing or dancing, doing yoga, I don't know, whatever you want to do to create, creatively express yourself and your emotions, and you want to make some form of art for yourself, then maybe just, you know, for painting, you can just get out a blank sheet of paper and start painting. One thing you can take away from this is to just try to make art for yourself, and do not put so much pressure or expectation on yourself, because I used to do that a lot, and I still do, but I'm trying to get better at it. And if you guys relate, or if it is the same for you, I want you to make art for yourself. Okay, so one thing I want you guys to take away, all creators, all artists, anyone and everyone, I want you to get out there and go make art for yourself without any expectations or pressure on yourself about anything. Just make art for the sake of making art. Don't do it for anyone else. Do it for yourself. Do it in whatever medium you want it to be in, whatever colors you want it to be in. If you want to look at a reference picture, you can, but you know, the best advice I can give is just to make blobs and see where your mind takes you with all of the different things you can create without looking at a reference picture. And I hope that you guys will go create for the sake of creating and that you will make art for yourself. And if you want to show me what you make, okay, wait, no, because then there'll be expectations. Don't make art with any expectations. Don't give yourself any expectations of what you want it to be. Just make art. And I hope you guys enjoyed listening. I hope you tune in on the next episode. If you want to give me a follow on Instagram, it's at encouragingcamsart. That's Cam with a K. So encouragingcamsart. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you guys have a great day.